At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
The Jericho Network on Westwood One.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho. This is always, as always, the Pot of Thunder and Rock and Roll. The remedy for boredom has arrived, and believe me, you are not going to be bored over the next hour and change. I'm telling you, you're going to be entertained by the always hilarious Team Tiger Awesome. They're back again. You heard them on the Batman versus Superman podcast and on the Star Wars Symposium. They're the guys that made nothing to report about, and now we're here for the summer movie preview. That's right. Nick Mundy, Clint Gage, Michael Trulli, and myself talking about Chode's Superhero Anatomy, Will Smith's Bratty Kids, and Mundy's Mediocrity. Always a subject for us. We're also going to give you our 2 cents on which summer movies you need to see, which ones you should probably skip. Just don't listen to any of Mundy's recommendations. So we're talking about Civil War, Captain America movie, X-Men Apocalypse, The Nice Guys, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Independence Day Resurgence, Ghostbusters, Star Trek Beyond, Suicide Squad, Weekend at Bernie's. What? Yeah, it's Weekend at Bernie's, not a remake, but the actual Weekend at Bernie's. I'm not sure how we got on that topic. I'm not sure how we got on any topic. I'm not even sure if we even talked about movies, but it's hilarious. All the same, I know you'll be laughing and you'll be tweeting at us too, especially my lack of knowledge for any superhero movie. And if you listen carefully, you'll probably pick up a couple of cool stories about things that happened on set for some of these films. And before we get to Team Tiger Awesome, I just want to talk about a few things. First of all, I'm super excited about Axl in AC/DC. I know there's been a lot of controversy about it. Axl's voice is perfect for this band, and this is like the equivalent if Paul McCartney joined the Rolling Stones. It's absolutely massive. The two biggest hard rock bands in the history of rock and roll joining forces, and Axl's voice sounds great. If you haven't heard the rehearsal tapes that are available right now, go check it out. Thunderstruck, Hell's Bells, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be, all of them sound amazing, and I'm really stoked about this. I know a lot of purists are mad that Brian Johnson is gone. I'm mad about it too, especially the way it went down. But if you're going to pick somebody to replace them, I'm super excited about AC/DC and Axl. I know they can probably tour the world with us if they choose to. Also excited about the Guns N' Roses Stadium Tour. I'm going to go check that out probably in Atlanta. But here, the biggest concert of all time just announced the other day. All right, check this out. Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan on Friday. Saturday, Paul McCartney and Neil Young. Sunday, The Who and Roger Waters. I mean, come on. It's the biggest concert of all time. It's going to be in Indio, California, where Coachella is and where I saw the Big Four a few years ago. And, I mean, it's going to be impossible to get tickets for this thing, get impossible to find places to stay. But the thing I like about this is everybody's going to be out for blood, the bands. They are going to want to prove who the best band of all time is on that night. They've got nothing to prove to anybody but themselves. And just being in show business and knowing if I see, okay, the Stones are playing and McCartney's playing, and I bet you Neil Young's going to go out there trying to blow McCartney out of the water. I bet you that Waters and The Who are going to fight to the death. Bob Dylan, you can't compete against the Stones, man. But who's going to be the best band of the weekend? I bet you it'll be the Stones. It's the Stones. It's the Stones. But what a show. I'm going to try and go. I don't know if I'm going to helicopter in there. And if someone's got a house close to Indio that they want to rent to me for that weekend, I'm all ears. I'm looking forward to it. But it's going to be the biggest rock and roll show of all time. And I'll tell you more details and more information when I get it. But, man, this is great. It is like the history, the greatest rock and roll bands, the most influential bands, the big look at the hits. There's probably 200 hits between those six performers. So what a show. I love when stuff like this happens. It's great for rock and roll. Axl and DC, Guns N' Roses, I think it's called Desert Storm or whatever it's called, Desert Rain, Desert Ride, Stones, McCartney, Who, Waters, Young, Dylan. Bring it on, baby. I'm going to try and go. So somebody who has a house there, I will rent it from you. Let me know if you do. All right, Team Tiger, awesome. All right, back here in the...
He really knows what he's doing.
Can I start now? Are we starting this? Okay, we're here in the Mundy Fortress of Solitude. Team Tiger,
I have
awesome.
A wife.
Is back. You have a wife?
Yeah, I'm not. It's not solitude. I'm not lonely. I just look like I'm
you
lonely.
You can be lonely and still be around other people.
Okay. Just take the Superman reference... Just take it.
And run with it. Because last time we did do Batman versus Superman. And that leads to... It was hugely successful.
We explained who Batman and Superman were to you.
I'd like to just go ahead and take credit for the massive opening weekend. I feel like that's... Because the movie didn't earn it itself. We know that.
Well, wasn't there also a huge drop after opening weekend?
It was enormous. Yeah.
Like 80%.
Well, it's because we didn't do a second Batman versus Superman podcast.
If it would have been Batman versus Superman month,
exactly.
It would have been okay. So it was hugely successful, Batman versus Superman, and now we are back with the 2016 summer movie preview featuring Team Tiger Awesome plus Jericho.
Dun 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 dun.
I want like a do 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 do. What is that? Do 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 do.
Somewhere between Entertainment Tonight and like Love Boat. Somewhere in there.
So it's a good summer.
Yeah.
We're kicking it off because we've had some great movies so far. Batman vs. Superman.
It wasn't great.
Did it end up doing some good numbers?
Well, it had a huge opening weekend, and then it dropped off something like 75% in the second weekend.
And then Melissa McCarthy's not very well-promoted Boss movie.
Really?
Yeah,
it was only in first place for 2 weekends. Batman vs. Superman was. So.
But what's it up to now? Is it made, like, you know...
It's not... Well, apparently it's not going to make $1 billion, which... To say what? That with a snooty look on my face seems...
Is that the new watermark now? $1 billion?
A movie that big, yeah.
Iron Man 3, which not everyone loves, I did, only it made $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big movies need to make $1 billion.
It was word of mouth. Like they didn't get a lot of repeat viewings.
Yeah, nobody saw it twice. Nobody's told their friends to go see it. Like
for Batman?
Yeah.
You just hear the bad reviews, and this is the problem with movies, is that you read the bad reviews, and I haven't even seen it still. Because you guys hated it. So
wait
much.
For Spike TV when it's the good like 4 in the afternoon.
When it's edited to fit your TV.
Yeah.
Well, now supposedly they're going to put the R-rated version. They're going to re-release that in theaters too.
Which no one's going to see that. Wait till you're at Fantastic Sam's getting a haircut.
But what's
and then it's on a 4x3 TV, and then you watch 20 minutes of
it. So wait until it's airing while you're getting your hair cut in 1996.
Yeah.
And
the number seven razor.
Yeah.
But what's the R-rated version of Batman vs. Superman?
The kiss.
Is that, swearing?
Yes, the kiss.
69. Yeah. He does 69.
There's Super 69.
Just all
Batman and Superman back and forth.
What's the time on the podcast where we are talking about two people having sex?
Less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
good work, everybody.
So, some big movies coming up, and I'm well adverse.
The point of this podcast is we're trying to get you to go see these movies.
No, the best part of all is last time I got flamed online for people saying that, Jericho, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Rightfully so. Guys, if you're listening to this and you left those comments in the last one, like, being in the room with him, it was even more obvious. He didn't know what was going on.
Well, look, none of us knew if Joker had a dick.
Did someone prove that he did have a dick?
No, that was in an alternate universe.
In an alternate universe.
Was this another Freddie Prinze Jr. Thing? Or?
No, well, Freddie Prinze tried to like prove us with some expanded universe bullshit.
Did he really?
That's Star Wars.
That was for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Did he do it for Joker, too?
No, I think Freddie was pretty cool.
So who's trying to prove that Joker had a dick?
Like...
In some alternate, one-off comic book or something, the Joker and Harley Quinn had a baby.
Okay, see that, yeah.
But, you know,
how many universes do we got?
Can you have a baby without a dick, though?
Well,
yes.
I feel like we're getting Jesus Christ to answer that question for you.
We have a great opportunity to talk about Joker's dick later in this very episode.
Oh, good point. It's very apropos. So May 6th, big weekend here this weekend. The release of Captain America Civil War, which apparently is Captain America versus Iron Man.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
Yeah. That'll make $1 billion.
That's going to be.
You think?
Yeah.
It'll make $1 billion that day.
This is going to be Avengers 2 that like we all wanted, because Avengers 2 Age of Ultron was pretty shitty. But, and then.
It was okay. It was okay.
It wasn't Batman v Superman bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It was fun. It had some fun moments, but.
So hold on. What was so bad about Batman versus Superman?
There's so many things. It just didn't. The story didn't make sense. Lex Luthor's plot didn't make any. Like, he's gonna create an unstoppable killing machine.
It was just, again.
None of it made sense.
And it was just like the first hour and a half was just like a really sad montage, minus the Nickelback, like.
Or yeah. Nipples.
Yeah, just, minus yeah. the nipples.
The whole yeah. thing felt like a montage. Like, none of the scenes felt like they were complete scenes. It felt like a two-hour montage.
And basically, the way that Batman and Superman became friends is laugh-out-loud hilariously
yeah, the whole,
bad.
It's...
So, next time you're in a match, tell your opponent that your mom's name is Martha, and see if her name's Martha, and then you guys will become
friends.
And
then you guys can just become
friends.
Is that
how they became friends?
Spoilers, yeah. Yes.
Well, the statute of limitations for spoilers yeah. has ran out. It was 4 months ago.
No, it's like, hey, take care of Martha. And he's like, oh, your mom's Martha, too? Let's be best friends.
Yeah.
That's like when six-year-olds are like, I like pizza. Do you like pizza?
Yeah.
Now we're best friends forever.
Yeah. But is Batman's mom really Martha?
Yeah, they're both named Martha.
Yeah, Martha Kent and Martha Wayne.
Oh.
Because I guess in the 30s, that was a popular name.
Yeah,
it was the only old lady name that DC people could think of, I guess. But
is there any? Do you know any Marthas? Do we know any Marthas now? Martha,
in real life?
Martha Plimpton? Is she still
Martha
around?
Plimpton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's on funny sitcoms most of the time. But the good thing is,
Iron Man and Captain America's moms have different names.
Okay.
So we should see a good fight.
But their best friends have the same names. Uh-huh. Their best friends
shit.
Are both named James.
Yeah.
So is this another?
But the good thing about this, and the thing that Civil War has over Batman versus Superman, is that Civil War is a movie that's like, what was it, 2008, first Iron Man came
yeah,
out?
It's
literally been 8 years in the making because every, like the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe has been building up to where this makes sense. Like, the divide between these two, like, ideologies or whatever, like, it makes sense. And it's rooted in 12 movies worth of backstory at this point.
The divide between America and Captain America and Iron Man?
Whereas Batman versus Superman, it was just like, they're going to fight.
Yeah, put them together. So what you're saying is Marvel probably had this idea a while ago, and they've been planting the seeds.
Supposedly, Kevin Feige's got, like, the next 35 Marvel movies.
Wow.
He's loosely kind of mapped out.
Is this going to be another one where they're fighting each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the reason this time?
Well, this time there's a whole... And Civil War was a big comic book arc that is...
First of all, I can't hear that name without going, I don't need no Civil War!
Sing that while Clint describes it.
Oh, sorry.
I'll get down here to describe it, too, if you want to. But
look at the young man. Okay, so, look at the
shit. Now I've got all this pressure. Hang on. Okay. So it was based on a comic book series that is very iconic and very famous. But not many people actually like it. But what happens is.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay, I can't do that. I thought I could. I can't do it.
We're done.
But anyway, so it's the government is trying to get all the superheroes to register in a database. Iron Man thinks they should because they need to be kept in check. Captain America thinks that they shouldn't because then we'd just be working for the man. And what if they want us to do something we don't want to do, but we have to because we're legacy? So there's an ideological divide between the two of them there. And
it's actually a reason for them to fight.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a reason that's been building for literally a dozen movies.
Is there a little bit of a disconnect here, though, being the comic book expert that I am? Isn't Iron Man kind of like the hot young upstart, the playboy, has his own money, builds his own suits?
So he
wouldn't want to be in the system, where Captain America, hello, he's Captain America, so he works for America.
But again, that's what Marvel has to its advantage. That's how he started, but he's grown and changed as people do.
Oh.
And...
As people do.
I'm really trying to get deep in this podcast.
Yeah, you just want to talk about how you got married again.
It's going to be like Iron Man.
We'll use the science. We'll talk about penises
Iron Man's word for chode changed over time. Where
perineum.
He actually built himself a new dick.
What happened?
It's not just dicks and chodes. It's penises and perineums. Perineums.
What's a perineum?
It's a scientific word for the chode.
What?
Yeah.
Now, is a chode a really small cock?
No. Is that a canon?
We
got
to teach you about anatomy too on like top of comic book movies.
No, show it as a
between you
show
it's your team and you got a hole.
What's a Jesus team? Okay.
All right, we're not even 10 minutes.
We didn't even make it 10 minutes. Right, we're not even. No, let's not. Hold on.
We're not what's even it, the first DDP yoga ad?
What's a Jesus seam?
The backside of your balls. So it's that inch and a half between the backside of your testicles. And
your butt's called a chode? See, I thought a chode was like a really small dick.
No, that's a small dick.
That's just a small dick.
That's just a small dick? Okay.
There's never been another word for a small dick.
Micropenis.
So it's a paramecium?
Something like that. Something. It's proscenium.
What is it?
That's the anatomical word, like the actual word.
Jesus.
Yeah, the word that might be in an encyclopedia.
It's between your butthole and your balls.
That's a taint.
Yeah. Right, which is a chode.
It's also a chode. Yeah.
All right, so I have some issues with this, and okay. I would like all
I think we should probably sort this out later, though.
To send
by the way,
in your
hashtag
definition.
Chode versus taint.
Yeah. At Talk is Jericho, let me know what your definition of a chode is. Because I never heard of a Jesus scene, which is great, or a perineum. And I can't believe there's actually a real word for the
real
Jesus
live
scene.
Word for it, yeah.
People okay. have torn up their chodes.
Okay.
Doing what?
That's
jumping
enough.
Fences?
Yeah. Like, that's a thing. Like, don't jump a fence.
I feel like
you'll
this is a thing that specifically happened to you, and not. You're trying to act like it's a thing that happens to everybody.
Yeah, it's
look,
a thing.
Look, I'm not great, but my chode's sweet.
It's.
I see a future episode for Nothing to Report here. Moses jumps a fence and tears his Jesus scene.
Fences all over this town.
All right, so... and this, of course, it leads to the fact that Iron Man wants to fight Captain America.
Sure.
So Robert Downey Jr. signed up again as Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Captain America, what is that, Hemsworth? Or which one is that?
That's Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah, you see that? You can't do that. He already played the Human Torch. We went through
well, he's been time. He's been Captain America more than he's been the Human Torch now. So
I guess, okay, I'll accept it.
Okay.
And then it also has the introduction of Black Panther,
yeah,
which
gonna
is
going to
be
cool.
Badass.
Samuel Jackson?
No. Who? Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick, yeah. Who's he was
Black Panther is a character.
James Brown.
Yeah.
Go back to rock and roll. I'm all there.
Okay.
There Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, he was in La Bamba. Yeah. Okay. the reintroduction of a new Spider-Man. Another Spider-Man.
Another Spider-Man? Yeah. We already have Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, we got rid of those because they were shitty.
Yeah, again. That's the other crazy thing with Civil War is like Marvel and with Disney, I guess, now that it owns Marvel, and Sony are actually playing nice, and they're like sharing Spider-Man.
Because Spider-Man is owned by Sony at this point. The one Marvel entity that's owned by Sony.
Right.
They've got the whole... X-Men is owned by Fox.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
But Spider-Man is the one
Spider-Man is the one that's owned by Sony.
Wow, so they're playing nice. That seems like something kind of interesting.
Because Sony just totally shit the bed every time they try to do a Spider-Man movie. Or the last two times
With Garfield.
Yeah, with Garfield. So they're just sort of thrown. And after the hack thing happened, they're just like throwing up their hands, like, whatever. Let's play nice.
So, and it's actually going to be like a teenage Spider-Man, in the original.
The first Spider-Man movies were good with.
The first two were good. They don't hold up.
They don't hold up? What's that guy's name, that kid's
Tobey
name?
Maguire. Tobey Maguire. He's 57 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Not he wasn't at the time.
He gambled all the way.
Really?
Big poker player.
Ooh.
He gambled all that Seabiscuit money away.
How the hell do you know that?
It was like a People magazine.
Big poker player.
I was at Fantastic Sam's watching Batman v Superman, and I was reading People magazine.
So there's a new. So do we know who Spider-Man is going to be?
Yeah, his name is Tom Holland.
Is he from England?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Enough of these idiots coming over from England and stealing our American superhero jobs.
Dude, you're from Canada.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hey, you should be a Canadian. Get a good, hardcore Canadian.
He's all Tampa now.
Stealing
he's
all of our Tampa. North American jobs is what you mean.
No, but why do they do this? English guy?
They work
Canada.
Cheap.
Well, they're probably they're
good
actors
usually.
Yeah, they're better actors
lesbians.
And they work cheap. Yeah.
I mean, we got Charlie Hunnam. We've got Andrew Lincoln. We've got Henry Cavill. We've got this guy here. All these that could be the four of us could be playing those parts. You truly could be Rick Grimes on Walking Dead. You got a beard.
truly, a beard. If he was in Walking
like
Dead, would see like look out the window and then just kill himself.
like he was like, hey guys, should we go out and scavenge for sandwiches?
Truly, the humidity alone would make Truly kill himself. He's like, nope.
Just watching that show, I'm like, oh, I need a shower.
No air conditioning. This is hell.
Wait, watching Walking Dead makes you sweat.
Yeah.
Because they're also sweaty.
Dude, DDP yoga, Truly.
They're also sweaty.
How's your hand condition?
It's good as long as I don't go in planes. Or underneath the sea.
Okay. Or in the humidity. Yeah.
Any depth underneath the sea. You can't even go swimming.
No, I think all of us would die pretty quickly on Walking Dead. I would be killed pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I don't care about The Walking Dead.
No, no one does.
Oh, well, a lot of people do.
I know, but we're not talking about Walking Dead. We're talking about what if there was a zombie apocalypse. How would we fare in a zombie apocalypse?
None of us.
No, I would not.
Like, because you can't run?
No, it would be because I'd try to betray someone and then do it terribly and then get, like,
wow,
get drawn
just, they would just go nuts on you, the zombies.
Yeah, you got no game. You've got no cunning.
No, I don't. I would be like, I'm stealing the the water.
He would try and he'd try and make friends with the zombies. Zombie Rock would come and he'd try and hug him and he'd eat his face off.
You were going to say dick. Why are you censoring?
No, Zombie Rock eats your face off as you're trying to eat his zombie dick.
While you're watching face off.
Do zombies have a dick? Okay. So Civil War, $1 billion. People have been waiting.
It's going to be huge. Yeah. And the reviews have already come out. They've been coming out for a few weeks now, and they're all just hugely, hugely positive.
It
Everybody's,
seems at this point in time, Marvel is really kicking DC's butt.
Well, because they're slow playing it. Like, they're letting characters actually become characters and develop organically. And like, you buy it. Yeah. So it's, they're doing it the right way.
All Did you see that it's official? Ben Affleck's going to direct and star in the new Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
it's going to be weird. Like, if he's going to still be old Batman about to retire, or if they're going to do a prequel to Batman versus Superman where they take the gray out of his temples.
Well, they have to do another origin. Because that's a rule. If
surely
you're going to do
not.
A Batman movie.
And we've seen about 10 of them already.
Yeah,
right?
They did another one in Batman v Superman.
So is this going to be a whole Avengers thing too, America's Civil War?
Like most everybody's in it. Thor and the Hulk are supposedly not in it. But you never know. They might show up at some
point.
But it's got Ant-Man and Scarlet Witch and Vision and Hawkeye and Black
Scarlet
Widow.
Witch?
And, yeah.
We haven't seen her before.
She was in Age of Ultron.
Okay. Who is she?
It's Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay.
One of the Olsen twins.
I always want
the Olsen not twin.
Well, that's why they're not in Fuller House.
Because they're sisters in the event.
Is it really that Olsen?
Yeah.
No, it's not
one of the Olsen twins.
It's the sister of the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Why aren't the Olsen twins on Fuller House? Anyone know?
Because they have a huge empire that makes so much more
just,
money than
just don't
could
need
ever
it.
Put into
but
a
also, too, though, here's the thing that people forget. They were never twins on the show.
Yeah, it was always just the one.
Just one. So what are they going to do? They can't switch out another year.
They did a bunch of like snide remarks about it on the show.
Did you watch a couple.
No,
oh, really?
I just saw saw an IO9 article where they were like, hey, here are the snide remarks they made about the Olsen twins.
Like what,
they're
cracking?
It was it was just something like that's what it was. That's what it was. I'm going to stop
well,
there.
Well, yeah. Dave Coulier called them the C word over and over again.
But in that one voice he does.
Yeah. Right. You're the C word.
What was that? Oh, God. Right. America's Funniest People.
May 6th, Captain America Civil War.
It's going to be huge.
I'm looking forward to that. Summer,
you're going to have to see it.
I will see it. Absolutely.
Okay. Summer, it'll be good. It'll
summer,
be good.
Good. So we're this one. We're prediction. How many out of 10?
How many what's out of 10?
How many Iron Man suits out of 10?
For us personally or for...
What do you think it's going to be? Going to give it 8 out of 10?
It's going to be 9.
9 out of 10? Yeah. Wow.
The Russo brothers are good. They're coming back to it. 87%.
Hey, okay, good.
I'm going to go 10 out of 10. Why not?
Wow.
I think it's going to be the best Marvel movie yet. Whether or not that means that officially makes it a 10 out of 10 because it's the best Marvel movie. I think it's going to be the best Marvel movie.
You guys are really
wherever you rate the Marvel movies, however you want to rate them on your 1 to 10 scale, this is going to be the best one.
Okay.
The only thing that, Marvel's not great when a director does a sequel. Like Favreau did the Iron Man 2.
They rush him on that and they learn their lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and Joss Whedon was just exhausted, but there's two Russo brothers, so it's going to take them twice as long to get exhausted.
And then they have
which means Infinity War will be a piece of shit.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's keep rolling on the summer movie preview. So The Nice Guys.
Yes.
Okay, and this is Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a buddy cop movie that we have here.
It's a buddy movie.
Yeah.
Neither of them play cops, but it's directed by. And I think written by Shane Black, who wrote and...
He did Iron Man 3.
More importantly, he did The Good Lethal Weapons.
Yeah.
He did Last Boy Scout.
Okay, he's been around for a while.
Kiss, Bang, Bang.
He was in Predator.
Yeah, he wrote Monster Squad.
Mm-hmm. So this is a well-decorated guy.
Writer.
From the 80s and 90s up until now. So what's the premise of The Nice Guys?
It's basically like Russell Crowe plays sort of like this hired muscle, kind of low rent hired muscle guy, and Ryan Gosling is this shitty private investigator, and they get sort of embroiled in this bigger, like weird, crazy plot.
And the trailers have been such where they're not giving away the story, so
yeah.
They
so I'm not real sure, but it looks hilarious. Yeah. There's a scene where two people fall off of a building at the same time. One of them lands in a pool, and the other one lands right next to the pool and just splats into goop, and it's hilarious. Like it looks amazing.
So, do we think Russell Crowe is funny? Has he ever done any comedy
looks
before?
Good.
It looks really funny. Yeah.
Look, I think Russell Crowe. I don't know if he's funny, but I think he could make an amazing straight man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the jokes are written right and they take advantage of him as an actor, and he just plays it. We know Russell Crowe can act. If he just does that and doesn't try to be funny.
What about Ryan Gosling? Not exactly a yuck type of guy.
He's been funny and stuff. He was The Big Short he was funny in.
Now, if Martin Short was in this movie, then he would have some real funny stuff. But the way I'm seeing it is
you and your Canadians.
We've got the big Martin Short. We've got two straight men here, though, Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling, who's playing the gags.
I think Gosling is funnier than.
Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love. He was really funny.
The Big Short. He was great.
The Big Short. He was great in.
You said that already.
He's a funny guy.
I don't like the last name Gosling.
That's on you, man.
Reminds me of Goose Gossage, the old pitcher from the Detroit Mavericks.
Look, you should beat the shit out of him.
No, I didn't say that. I don't want to fight Ryan Gosling. Now,
it's coming out. Hashtag Jericho versus Gosling.
I don't know if his name is like Ryan Butchington or something like that. It'd be much better.
You think Butchington is a tougher sounding name than Gosling?
Well, I've had Butchington.
Hey
guys,
like,
I'm Ryan Butchington.
I'm Ryan Butchington.
It instantly feels like the mayor of West Hollywood.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm Ryan Butchington.
Hi guys. Is that
I have a gourmet vegan-free cat store.
I think it's another one of Dave Coulier's characters.
Yeah.
Ryan Butchington.
Cut.
I'm Ryan Butchington, who's a chipmunk.
Now do it in Eisenberg's Lex Luger voice, Lex Luthor voice.
He's just a Muppet. and then have that impression talk about the Joker's dick, just so we can tie all of the threads back in together.
Wait, didn't last time we talked about like Baby Man or Baby Boy?
Bobby Baby.
Yeah, that would be Ryan Butchington.
Ryan Butchington is Bobby Baby.
Bobby Baby.
And I liked how we had completely different thoughts of.
But
what?
The point is.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to reminisce about the last.
Yeah, that was
just like sequels. It's all the same shit all over again.
Nice guys.
This movie I'm looking forward to.
I'm really excited about this movie.
Wow, you guys are just two for two here.
Well, Shane Black is great. He's awesome.
He did a draft of the Last Action Hero too.
He's writing. He wrote Last Action.
Last Action Hero.
He's
themed by Tesla. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't need no civil war.
Shane Black is good. And he's writing The Predator, another Predator movie.
He said he was in The Predator, too.
He was in the original Predator. Now he's writing another Predator.
You got to do
Shane Black's great.
Obscure song every time we bring up a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I don't got to do anything. You shut up. It's my show. All right. May 27, we're back in the Marvel Universe with X-Men Apocalypse. Directed by Brian Singer. I'm just kidding. I'm really going over the top with this, not knowing what's going on here. X-Men. This is a lot of X-Men movies. It's probably the sixth one.
Yeah, it's
X-Men.
A lot. It's like something like that. Yeah.
Wow, that many X-Men's. Okay.
Well, there was one, two, three Wolverine Origins. Yeah, it's the eighth, maybe? I don't know. I stopped counting, to be honest.
But with the same cast?
No, it's
Jackman
still involved?
Because when they went back and did First Class, they recast a younger Charles Xavier and Magneto.
Okay.
And then now they've done a younger Jean Grey and younger Cyclops and younger Storm.
This one takes place in like 1983.
Yeah.
And what's the gimmick of this one?
It's Apocalypse. Oscar Isaac is playing Apocalypse, who is...
he was Poe in Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
He's like the original mutant, and he's like old, like ancient Egyptian.
Okay, wait, real quick. Who was Poe Dameron?
Huh?
What was he in?
In Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I'm a Star Wars nut. I held my own in the symposium, I'll tell you that. Star Wars symposium, it was great.
To be honest, I don't care about this movie.
Why?
I don't know.
I didn't like the last one.
I don't like the last one all that much either. It's getting lost in the shuffle of a bunch of other movies that
Apocalypse
I'm legitimately more interested in.
It seems that they're crazy to release X-Men Apocalypse so close to Captain America: Civil War.
I think give Civil War a good 2 weekends to you know, it'll have its shot.
They want that Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
for I know, but it's
that's
too
also going to be
much
like
Marvel. You know, there's too much.
Well, they're so separate though.
Yeah, because
X-Men is a Fox property.
It's a separate universe.
Yeah, so it's a completely separate universe, and nobody's gonna get confused.
This might be the last X-Men movie of this universe of the Bryan Singer. He brought X-Men to the movies. He's done a bunch of them. This is his fourth one. Apocalypse is kind of like X-Men's big bad guy.
Mm.
It just looks like crap, though. It just looks.
Well, it's not that it looks like crap, or that it because it looks like I just don't care, which is weird. I grew up an X-Men guy. Like I love the X-Men.
Is it because you've seen it so many times?
I honestly have no idea.
Well,
I have no interest.
Like the last one.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really care for Days of Future Past all that much, but like I just think there's other shit this summer that I'm actually interested in. It's like I spent all my interest on other movies,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
But you only get so much.
Huh?
You only get so much.
Yeah.
So much interest, so much money. So this
only
one will
so
not make $1 billion.
It'll do well, probably.
It'll do well.
See, I once again, listen, if there was two Star Wars movies that came out within the course of two or three weeks, it would seem like a little bit of stepping on the toes of your universe.
Yeah. I mean, they're different comic book universes, though. They're different cinematic universes. The X-Men exist in a completely different world than the Marvel movies do. Even though it's a Marvel proper, but it's still comic book movies.
But this is as an everyman, not being a comic.
If there was
fanatic.
A Star Wars movie and a Star Trek movie that came out within 2 weeks of each other, like that would be.
It's a lot of stars.
It's a lot of stars.
But what I'm saying though is that it's their superhero movies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
In the same Marvel comic book genre area. They might be different universes, I get that. But if I am not a huge comic book fan, but I'm no comic books, okay, Captain America, I know. X-Men, I know. They're both at the same time. I'm going to choose one or the other.
Well, like, look, next month, next year, and forever, there's probably going to be a comic book movie every month.
Well, yeah, I mean, until it starts petering out, which at some point it will start petering out, the whole superhero movie.
Well, how many superheroes? I mean, you get an Ant-Man, you know, I know that was.
Yeah, I mean, they can keep.
They have like five coming out next year, I think. There's already been.
Yeah.
There's five this year. There will be five this year.
Which other ones?
There's Deadpool, Batman v Superman, Civil War, Suicide Squad, and Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange now?
Yeah, that's coming out in the fall.
Who's playing Doctor Strange?
Cumberbatch.
Benedict Arnold. Another British guy. Like an American.
I'm sick of this shit, man. Would you ever hire an American?
You're going to write a goddamn letter.
Would you hire an American to be Doctor Who?
You would be the worst Doctor Strange, but it would be brilliant. Like you with the mustache doing like all the magic potions.
And the silver black hair.
Yeah.
All the magic potions?
Yeah. Literally, I don't know.
You don't know Doctor Strange either.
See, Doctor Strange should be played by like Dennis Weaver or like Martin Mull or somebody like that.
Mull.
I was going to say Jeff Fahey after a bender.
You know, Lawnmower Man's Jeff Fahey.
I mean, I just don't see Benedict Cumberbatch doing that.
He's actually – he was the original fanboy pick to be Doctor Strange. And then they started – like there were rumors about Ethan Hawke for a little while, and there were rumors about a handful of other guys going to play Doctor Strange. But it like ultimately – like
the rumors were that Ethan Hawke still exists.
Yeah, yeah. Well, really, it was – I think it was just like Ethan Hawke was in – Scott Derrickson, who's directing it. It's like he was in another movie with Scott Derrickson, so he's probably going to be Doctor
Perfect.
Strange, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's how they yeah. think. Yeah.
So okay. They thought about other Americans at least.
But I think Jared Leto was at one point.
At some point, but –
A Doctor Strange, he can just teleport. He's like from another galaxy or something.
He's a sorcerer. He's all into magic.
Guy, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So X-Men.
What did you say?
X-Men Apocalypse.
So that's X-Men Apocalypse and Doctor Strange.
Kind of shady reviews here.
Look, I think we're all going to see this at Fantastic Sam's. I think this is.
You keep going back to do show movies at Fantastic Sam's. Where do you get your haircut?
Fantastic.
Do they have a theater there?
He says it on there.
No, they have a 4x3.
Also, I feel like you're thinking about sports clips.
You're right.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
What sucks is I already, like, sold the advertising to this episode to Sports Clips, but I'm just promoting.
You've just been talking about Fantastic Sam's this whole time.
Here's the big one, Monday's big movie. June 3rd, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
It's not my big one. I just thought we could talk about which turtle.
This is my big one.
Okay, yeah. First of all, I don't like the subtitle.
Yeah.
It should be Out of the Sewers.
That's...
Hey, I mean that's just as good, at least.
Makes sense, right? They're coming out of the sewers. They live in the sewers.
Well, I think they're coming out of the shadows that they've hidden amongst themselves.
I don't understand.
God damn it. That didn't make any sense at all. You tried so hard. You tried to write a poem just then, dude.
I'm trying to be the smart one. Okay. It's not working.
Just stick with being the cute one, okay? Yeah. Okay, so Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, Mundy, why are you so gung-ho about this whole concept?
Well, look, they had a Ninja
Shut up. It's Krang.
Yeah, it's Krang. It's all Krang. They're doing...
Cray?
Krang. Krang is the bad guy in the Ninja Turtles cartoon, and he's
from the '90s.
He's never been in a movie, and he looks like a testicle with a face.
Wow, does he have his Jesus zipper?
He's all Jesus zipper.
Call that.
He's all Jesus zipper. He's essentially
a ball with a face that has like little ball talks like I'm Krang. I'm a giant ball.
Does he have like kind of hair sticking out and random hairs here and there?
Nobody's veiny.
Yeah,
he is super veiny. Yeah.
He might have been.
He's a super veiny ball.
All right, so Ball Bag Man is going to be in this movie,
but Ball Bag Man also. His like armor is awesome because his armor is a naked is a robot with just like red underwear.
Looks like a sex doll.
It looks like a sex doll.
Girl or guy?
Guy.
Oh,
it's like a bald sex doll.
Yeah, with like 3D glasses.
Like Jordy LaForge glasses. He wears, like,
it's the greatest creation in like superhero lore.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up a picture.
But the first Ninja Turtles movie came out. It was just last year, wasn't it? Yeah. Like it wasn't that long ago.
The first one had the ninja rap.
No, that was the second one.
I'm talking about the most recent Ninja Turtle movie.
That was the second one.
Okay.
But it was terrible. Oh man, it was bad. And now, so
is
the
it,
fact
is it CGI
that,
turtles or is it live?
It's motion capture.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But it was a terrible movie. But they got the turtles right. Like the turtles were super fun. And then the first trailer.
This
came
is Krang.
Oh wow, he is a giant ball. Wow.
In the stomach of a sex doll.
Yeah,
even better.
And in a red Speedo.
Wow. Okay.
But the first trailer hit for this, and it's just so. It looks like it's just a blast.
Hmm.
Like it's Beastie Boys,
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady. Yeah, your boy Seamus is in it.
Yeah.
There's there was one scene in the original.
Rocksteady.
He's playing Bebop. There's one scene in the like the last Ninja Turtles where they're in an elevator and they just start beatboxing and rapping, and it's like the best part of the entire movie.
Yeah,
and it's just one shot. And it's like okay, they kind of got the turtles right. The rest of the movie is bullshit.
Right,
but
which is what Clint said while you were looking up a picture of a testicle,
a cartoon testicle. But so you're saying
find a picture of Jesus zipper while you're
there. Jesus Googles. Did you? So are you saying that they do a lot of beatboxing in this movie?
No. He's just saying that in the last movie that sucked real bad, that was the only scene.
So they're kind of like
so this feels like a whole movie of that vibe, from the beatbox scene in the first one.
Kind of sounds a little bit like the Chipmunks to me, though.
Like the Chipmunk?
Yeah,
like
the Chipmunk movies, they're just singing beatboxing the whole time, and there's four little creatures that aren't human.
Well, I don't want to give you that impression.
Okay. So the Ninja Turtles, are they giant? Are they like big
turtles? Yeah, they're big guys. They're like human size. Like probably 7 feet tall.
So they're voiced by...
They're wrestler size.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are they voiced by famous people or just normal guys?
One of them is. Isn't there somebody who's...
One of them was like Arrow in Smallville.
Okay, so basically,
so not really.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, this Google
isn't it like Ethan Hawke, Xavier Woods?
No,
Xavier
Burton.
You're just saying names that have come up.
If LeVar Burton is one of the voices, I will go to this.
There's
movie.
A guy named Jesus Zipper.
No, guys, look,
I googled
Jesus Zipper and I couldn't find it.
It's because it's Jesus Seam. Jesus Zipper.
I saw Jesus.
You should probably turn your safe search off.
I saw Jesus Zipper at the Roxy last week. Yeah, they're awesome, man. Great, great, great band. So we have a good feeling about the Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It looks like a good time. It could be terrible again, but it looks like a good time. It looks like they learned a lesson from the first one.
But that can happen, though. All you saw was the trailer.
Right.
As we learned from Weekend at Bernie's, the trailer sometimes is amazing and the movie not so much.
Hold up.
Whoa.
Okay. I don't think that's a thread you want to pull on
the
air.
Weekend at Bernie's 1 or Weekend at Bernie's 2?
I'm talking Weekend at Bernie's. The original.
No.
You are sadly mistaken, my friend.
Okay, well, lay it on me. Give it to me. I tapped
Listen,
a vein here.
I have to. You know what? I really can't because I have to
convince people that his boss is alive so that they can get the money.
No, but also.
But all the best parts were the trailer, though.
Plus, there's that one scene where the chick has sex with Bernie. So it's like, wait, did Bernie die with a boner?
To the
like how?
No, it's rigor mortis.
I know it's rigor mortis, but does rigor mortis do dead bodies just
get
boners?
Get super turgid?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, man,
dude, Clint, when you're dead, you're going to get a boner.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, look, I'm not nearly as impressed with Weekend at Bernie's anymore.
What do you think, Cialis?
Wait, why would you be that more was... impressed that the poor woman who had sex with Bernie... By the way,
I just really like the idea that Bernie died with a hard-on.
Well, he died.
I thought that was hilarious.
He died.
He was on coke.
No, he died. No, well, he died, and then after his body went into rigor mortis, then he got a boner.
Well, you know, I understand that now
because that happened in Clerks
too. To Calypso music.
Wait, that was the second one.
But it's the same other problem is on the beach.
Is there a no way? Of Bernie's too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens in that?
The exact same thing.
No, a witch puts a curse on him, and then he can walk to music. That's not real. That is
100%. And then the lady puts him on the beach. Are we not talking about the lady? On the beach.
I thought she fucked him
in the beach house.
We're talking about one or two.
Wait, does Bernie get wet twice?
But Bernie's dead.
Bernie
died. Spoiler alert: Bernie dies. Yeah.
I still can't find Jesus theme either.
It's probably for the best. Just put your phone down, because when you put your phone down, you'll pay attention to this amazing comedy. That
yeah, the reason why Ninja Turtles was cool is they had this rap scene in the elevator.
Oh, so we're just ninja, rewinding
go
it again.
Ninja, go, go, ninja, go, ninja, go.
Vanilla Ice was also there.
I love Vanilla Ice.
It was perfect.
I love Vanilla Ice. We can talk about Vanilla Ice for all if you'd like, or we can move on.
Can you move on?
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm gonna see it.
I'm real excited about
Tentative
it.
Tentative thumbs up.
Yeah. You guys have been excited about every movie so far except for X-Men.
Well, you asked us to make a list of movies we're excited about for the summer.
Gotcha.
So
right.
Not horribly
exactly.
Shocked that we're excited
Legends
about
of the Fall 2 is not on here, I see.
I would see that.
June 24th, a very out of nowhere sequel of Independence Day Resurgence. I had no idea they were making this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, am I the only person that going on record saying that I didn't think Independence Day was all that great?
What?
Yeah. You can't sit there and complain about how British actors are taking Americans' jobs and then also have a problem with a movie about Independence Day.
Yeah, because Bill Pullman is America's apple pie, dude.
Today is our Independence Day. That speech doesn't get you every time?
Well, I've only seen it once.
What?
In the theater.
Well, did it get you that one time?
So you saw it in 1996.
Yeah.
And then you haven't...
I felt the same way about Jurassic Park, too.
Jurassic Park 2?
No, Jurassic Park.
Also.
As well.
Independence Day is the movie that I've tested every new piece of audiovisual equipment with.
Oh.
So, like, you gotta,
just
like,
because the first got these big speakers. I better put in Independence Day.
It just didn't get to me, Randy. It's
from your days working at Circuit City.
I don't know why I didn't like it so much.
I think you hate Jeff Goldblum. That's the connection.
Jurassic Park and Independence Day.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Which is wrong.
You're not a Goldblum file.
Well, he's not a very hot lead. How did he get to be
like
so,
physically?
Yeah, he's not a good-looking man.
Oh, I would have sex with Jeff
man?
Goldblum.
No, he's
Charlie,
not.
Would you have sex with
Have you not seen the photo where he's like... laying and he's like, dude, gesturing down his body.
I have not.
Jeff Goldblum, before he Cronenberged into a fly in that movie, was just sexy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Beanie Man, Errol Flynn, sexy?
Well...
You have an Errol Flynn mustache right now, which is why I brought that up.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Errol Flynn seems like he should be named Butchington.
Yeah. Yeah, Errol Flynn's a...
Okay, so what's the deal with Independence Day research?
Well, they came back.
Aliens come back.
And Goldblum's back. Sexy as ever.
On the moon with one of the Hemsworths.
Yeah. I think it's...
Liam.
Liam. Chauncey Hemsworth.
Chauncey Hemsworth.
Butchington Hemsworth.
Will Smith is not in this movie.
What?
Yeah. Well, the worst part about Will Smith not being in the movie is they killed him off in a viral marketing website. Like, there's the website that's associated with the movie, and there's, like, you can go find it, and it talks about, like, and Captain Stephen Hiller, who was his character from, is like, he unfortunately died in a test flight when they were trying to create new...
Wow.
So, like, yeah, he was a test pilot for the new alien hybrid spaceships or whatever that they're building, and he dies at some point in the past 20 years, and that's how they tell us. In like
you know what I love,
in,
too? The
in,
fact
in
that
the
he,
viral marketing
he
site.
Destroyed the alien race, mm-hmm. saved the Earth, and died, like, in a car crash.
Yep.
We
exactly.
just like made it a nut allergy or something.
Yeah, something.
Might as well.
It's like, he eats a peanut.
Stephen Hiller got the Zika virus, and then
yeah. And I mean, that's like
come to autoimmune.
So it's like winning a Ring of Honor match with a roll up. It's like there's a triple backflip, there's a triple in, there's a double pile driver, and small package 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
So he saved the universe. He killed the aliens. He destroyed the spaceship, and he walks across the street, gets hit by a bus. Bye. Yep.
That's more or less what it is.
Why did Will not want to do it?
There's no telling really.
Two like spacey sci-fi movies that didn't really do well.
And his kids are difficult. And he probably
his children are difficult. That's why he didn't.
I think he just needs to like look. I gotta get them straight. on like their heads on straight.
That doesn't make any sense because he's in Suicide Squad.
No, they're not on drugs.
Call TMZ. Mundy says Will Smith's kids are on drugs.
It's a bunch of weirdos.
It might have been a Suicide Squad thing because they might have been shooting at the same time.
Honestly, I think he's
I would like to distance myself from Nick Mundy's opinion in the hopes that Will Smith and I can still be friends.
Yeah, and you can hire
I'm not talking shit on like the Fresh Prince. I'm talking shit on his weird friends that are dragging him down.
Well, you said weird kids.
His kids.
It wasn't friends. Said kids.
You're not friends with your kids?
Well, but you got to be specific. You can't renege. You said his kids are weirdos.
Kids are bitches.
All right,
Nick, so you're full of shit.
We like Nick does not like Will Smith's kids, and Will's not an independent.
I think
this movie
going to be in it. I think he's going to be.
Think he'll make a cameo appearance. Though,
but they killed him on the website. He's going to come back to life,
maybe.
Because no one went to the website.
As a zombie.
You're the only person.
I didn't even go to the website.
Is because they don't want to have to deal with that in the movie. So by putting that out there, it's already out there. People are already disappointed by it. It's already like passed.
Right.
By the time you get to the movie, you can just like sit and enjoy the movie.
I have an enormous soft spot for Independence Day, and I'm a little excited that they're doing a sequel, but I am expecting it to be real bad.
Wow.
I just don't.
Where can they go with it? What happens?
Is Harry Connick Jr. in it?
No, he died in the first one. He died in Act One.
Spoiler alert.
He could come back anytime.
What about Quaid?
Quaid also died. Quaid died quite heroically.
Well, geez, all my favorite guys are gone. Connick, no Quaid, no me.
Wait.
No Connick, no Quaid, no Jericho.
No, I'm out.
That's bullshit. Okay, I think it's bullshit that Jericho doesn't get shit for not liking Jeff Goldblum, National Treasure, and I'm getting shit for like talking on garbage on Will Smith's kids.
When did Jeff Goldblum become a National Treasure? When did that happen?
Jurassic Park and Independence Day, I think.
Oh, that Jeff Goldblum day?
Yeah.
I would put it with the Life of Water.
He had a good run there.
Mayor Ed Koch gave him a key to the city of New York.
He's sexy as hell.
He's not sexy. Jeff Goldblum has never been sexy.
He was sexy. He was sexy in the first half of The Fly.
He's like the poster child for sexy scientists.
Yeah.
He's not sexy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go watch The Fly again. Go watch The Fly again and stop right before he tries to teleport himself.
All right, hashtag is Jeff Goldblum sexy. Everyone start harassing Jericho.
Don't harass. No. No, don't try and bully me. I'm just saying I don't think Jeff Goldblum is sexy.
Well, let's let the audience decide. Twitter poll when this comes out. Would you have sex with Jeff Goldblum?
Well, if you're a girl.
No.
Oh, would you have sex with Jeff Goldblum? Okay.
All things being equal, would you have sex with Jeff Goldblum?
Would you?
I might do some hand stuff.
With your giant swollen hands.
Look, we'll
get in the Mile High Club with my swollen hands.
Look, come swimming with me, Jeff.
Let's go
down deep.
Like you're not going to press on Goldblum's taint.
I'm kind of a prude. Is press on taint a move that everybody's aware of?
It's Lee press on taint.
Lee press on taint. It's when your taint. It's,
you buy them from Romco.
You just want to dress up your taint a little bit.
Yeah. No, you want a
fancy perineum.
You want to press on the chode to get the party started. It's like you know when the mower you press on that
Okay, is your chode the choke to the engine that is your sex drive?
Yes.
Okay.
Why am I thinking Jeff Chode Bloom? I have no idea what I'm thinking about here. All right. So Independence Day is Goldblum is in this?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right. So sexy. All right.
I just don't think Roland Emmerich has any more blow up the world left in him. He's done it too many times.
I just want to know how. Is it one of those things where it's like, oh no, it's happening again? It's 24 season two.
They're picking everything up off the ground and then just dropping it back on us.
Seems real weird. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
I bet they blow up the moon.
I've always wondered about stuff like that too, though. Is they've waited 20 years to make this sequel. They did it with Dumb and Dumber. They did it with another one that just happened recently. You're waiting so long to put out this sequel. What finally prompts you to do it 20 years later?
Money.
But why wouldn't they have done it 3 years later? It was a huge hit.
Because they were trying to get it. Will Smith was the biggest movie star in the world, and they couldn't get him.
Well, so it took 20 years. They finally just gave up.
It took 20 years to have him get hit by a bus and walk down a manhole or whatever it is, and they're still making the movie anyway.
What if Will Smith's character gets weakened at Bernie's in the movie?
Ooh,
and like some clips of
Jeff Goldblum and Judd Hirsch just have like his shoelaces tied together and they're like walking.
And they just have him like propped up in the pilot seat.
And he's pitching a tent the whole time.
Huge boner. Just huge, huge boner.
Megan Fox bangs him in the dark closet.
She's not in these movies.
Well, she should be banging Jeff Goldblum's dead cock. Okay.
No, Will Smith.
Will Smith's dead cock.
Who did I say?
Jeff Goldblum.
Well, he should have a dead cock, too.
Whatever you described, I would also watch.
Yeah. Jeez, man. Come on. We work with me here.
Okay, just because I think Will Smith's kids are weirdos, you know, I don't want Jeff Goldblum dead.
Well, like, you also think that... No, let me rephrase this. You think
pressing is a way to get a party started.
That's like the fact that I've now been accused of wanting Jeff Goldblum dead. I want him dead. Any assassins out there, give me a call. Okay, here's a controversial one. July 15th, Ghostbusters with all female cast.
Yes.
And we've got Kristen Wiig. Mm-hmm. We've got
Melissa McCarthy.
Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones is the African-American woman who's also on SNL, who's very funny.
Yeah. Okay,
she's
gotcha. Really funny. Yeah.
And then, what's her name? Kate McKinnon?
Yeah.
Okay, she's in it, too.
Who,
all right.
Who's probably the funniest person in
Right? That is the one, right? Yeah.
Kate McKinnon's the funniest.
And Chris Hemsworth.
She's great. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Is SNL, too?
Yeah.
Three SNLers?
And two current ones.
Two current ones.
Wow, that's Chris a bold casting. Is Lauren Michaels have something to do with this?
No, it's just they're really funny. Women,
yeah. Okay.
And like, the first trailer that came out, it looks funny. It looks like a Paul Feig movie.
I'm pumped about this movie.
But one that, like, he developed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think there's, like, a difference between, because...
We've talked.
Kevin Smith hated the one that he saw.
He saw the trailer.
Yeah, but he said the Ghostbusters trailer, Kevin, he went online and started this big controversy. Yeah.
I think it could have been a better trailer. Hmm. I think the VFX in the movie are going to be what make it or break it, I think. Because there's something, the original Ghostbusters, the VFX that they did were so good. They're so good and they hold up because they feel like there's like a texture to them and they feel like they're really real in there. And then the ones in the trailer just look like standard VFX, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's there might be a bit of personality that the Ghostbusters originally had that's missing from this one.
I like Paul Feig. He's not always bad.
What else has he done?
He did Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Spy was sneak up. I wasn't expecting Spy to be good at all. Spy was great.
But Heat sucked.
But he didn't write Heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
The same woman who wrote Heat is writing this one.
Oh, then this is going to
It'll just be better. Sandra Bullock in... Melissa McCarthy. Why isn't Sandra Bullock in this? She's a perfect Ghostbuster.
Why did you do that? Did you just go Peter... Was that a Ghostbusters 2 reference?
No.
Were you Lord Vigo-ing just then?
No, it was not. It was...
Vigo!
It was an accident.
No, here's what it was. It was on Silent Live, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Uh-huh. The only funny thing she ever did was she was complaining on the Ghostbusters that the black guy didn't do anything. I see the Ghostbusters. The black one didn't do nothing. I like the Ghostbusters.
Watch Veep, my friend.
Veep?
Yeah.
No, I'm SNL.
The only funny thing is she did.
By the way,
Veep was so panicked.
Elaine
Bennis, funniest character ever, by the way.
I was so worried.
I'm saying on SNL she had one sketch the whole year she was on. I like the Ghostbusters, but the black one don't do nothing.
Okay. We'll all go look for that.
Please. Go online and find what you can't because there's no SNL stuff on YouTube.
Well, they want to forget about that whole era anyway.
So. Well, it was a good one. It was good.
I am going on the record. I am looking forward to this movie.
Me too.
And I hope it's great because it will blow the minds of some assholes
who are just furious. Well, first of all, that a woman took over?
Yeah.
We got too many problems with the Brits coming over and stealing all of our acting parts. Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Not a single British woman in this cast. although Chris Hemsworth is Australian, and he's basically the Annie Potts of this movie. He's their receptionist.
I don't mind that. Because he's playing a New Zealander, Australian, whatever.
Australian.
And breaking news, our buddy was just announced, Adam Ray is playing the voice of Slimer.
Did that officially get announced? Are we allowed to say that out loud now?
Are we sure?
Yeah. It's official.
Adam Ray was a slimy guy in The Heat. Did you see The Heat?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good buddy of ours.
I'm a big Sandra Bullock fan, so you know.
Yeah, the slimy guy, kind of the mid-level boss that gets blown up.
Can we do a symposium on the net?
Can we do a whole episode where we talk about the net and hackers?
Can we do one on Miss Congeniality with Shatner?
We'll do
What do you think about – do you like the idea when you first heard it of the twist of the female cast?
I didn't want them to ever make another Ghostbusters, but if they're going to make one, at least try something different. The one thing I did not want to see was Bill Murray bored and Dan Aykroyd not being funny.
And the other thing –
Well, they wouldn't do another Ghostbusters with those guys.
That was the plan until Harold Ramis died.
Yeah. That's what they kept holding out for.
Murray was signed up for that?
Murray was holding it up.
Yeah,
but Aykroyd was trying
– Well, see, I feel it would be like Blues Brothers 2000. After John Belushi died, he got John Goodman.
Yeah.
So he probably would do that now.
Well, and the other thing that I was not excited about at all is if they did the Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill.
Which they
And they still might do something like that. But, like, just recasting them with guys, like, there's literally no way to not compare them.
Yeah, you can't do an iconic movie like that. It's like when they remade Total Recall. It was a good try, but it's too soon. We remember Total Recall with Schwarzenegger, iconic part.
It was just like a straight up, they just made Total Recall again. Like,
well, that's what I mean.
When they did RoboCop, they at least tried to sort of update it a little. That was a bad version, remake too, but at least they tried to do something new.
But when you're taking one, like, I remember there was some stuff going on, they were going to redo Back to School with Cedric the Entertainer. It's like, you can't. It's still too fresh in our generation's mind.
Back to School is?
Yes.
Rodney Dangerfield?
No, I understand, but it was a Rodney Dangerfield movie from what, 1983?
87.
87?
Do we really need it? We all remember.
So 20 years is
too
fresh? I like how
Jericho plants his flag.
Myself?
Yeah. Plants his flag with, okay, you can remake any movie you want, but if you remake Back to School, I will go to war against the world.
I will flip out Burt Young as the goon is the greatest thing ever. But so to me, when I heard they were doing the female cast, the girls, I thought it was a great idea because it's the only way you have a chance of making this work.
So if that being said, I'm really worried that they're going to adhere too closely to some of the original
stuff. Original?
Even like with the trailer where like they're hitting the nostalgia beats,
But that's a trailer, so I have that same worry, but hopefully they don't do that.
I think if you're going to do it, this was the way to do it. Yeah. I'm much more interested in this version than I am of recasting dudes.
By the way, we should pitch Kathy Bates as Rodney Dangerfield's part in Back to School. Like, we'll do the girl version.
And she does the big triple Lindy dive on the diving board?
Yeah.
That's great.
We're the only people that want to see that.
And I was also going to say about Ghostbusters is that... I forgot what I was going to say.
I wanted to say Ghostbusters.
Good
again.
Stuff.
I do hope they bring back Bobby Brown's Ghostbusters 2. Like,
no, it has to be the original.
No, that's the worst.
Oh,
Ray Parker Jr. or
Kendrick Lamar version of Ghostbusters.
There you go.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
Yeah. No, but the best song.
It'll be Drake.
Yeah. No, but the best song.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
The best song in Ghostbusters is
Please.
I believe in magic.
Magic.
Yeah. I don't need no civil war.
I hope in Ghostbusters they do the nostalgia beats. They're just smoking constantly.
Yeah, and eating Wise potato
eating Twinkies.
Chips.
If you go back to Ghostbusters, they're Aykroyd has a cigarette in his mouth for no apparent reason throughout the whole movie. Even when he's fixing the Ghostbuster mobile.
Yeah, you're right. No.
The Ecto one,
smoking
dude.
In movies. Huh?
The Ecto one.
The Ecto
Ghostbusters.
Wait, would that make it rated R if they were smoking?
Probably.
Nowadays?
The MPAA has got all kinds of screwed up rules.
What if they're vaping? Watch the movie if
they're vaping, I think that's fine.
Yeah, they're all
vaping.
Listen,
in the pocket of Big Vape, you know. Yeah,
if I was Paul Feig, I would have written it where they're constantly sucking on the vape. Just, like, remember Aykroyd's walking down the hotel corridor.
Yeah, it dangles on his lip.
He's dangling on his lip when he's moving the room service tray, and it's like, there's no reason for that cigarette.
Truly, do you still vape?
No, not really.
Oh, that's a big yes.
No. Something about the time my hand started swelling.
Do you vape while wearing a fedora?
No.
Almost
then
never.
Then you're not a true Hollywooder. Yeah. All right, Ghostbusters. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to give it a thumbs up in hopes
it's great.
I'd say
this in sports clips.
Yeah, huh? Do you not like Ghostbusters?
No, I'm going to see it at the theater. I'm not going to wait till it ends.
Oh, I'll get sports clips. Okay, sorry. I got mixed up.
Sports Clip Network.
Okay, we got to kind of Star Trek Beyond. Justin Lin.
I just think this is silly. It's fat. Like, the first trailer for this literally had Captain Kirk like jumping a dirt bike.
Yeah,
which is I'm like, okay, I'm in.
This go movie, back to Earth? Or are they back on Earth?
No, they're on some weird like Doom battle planet or something. Yeah,
they're in their 5-year tour. Basically, this movie with Justin Lin really feels like, hey, nerds, we're not doing your nerd crap anymore. We got the guy from Fast and the Furious. But we're going to do kick-ass weird shit.
But the thing is, like, if you read, like, Justin Lin's been interviewed about all that stuff, and he was, like, raised by Star Trek. He loves Star Trek.
Which is great. I mean, that's, you know, he's a good director.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy ripoff in a handful of ways, but I'm fine with that.
But that's kind of the thing. Guardians was so huge that all of these movies will have the cool soundtrack and the kind of the wacky,
the
comedy.
Badass chick with a sword.
Yeah, blue chick or whatever. Yeah.
Hopefully, it's better than the last one, Into Darkness, because that was not a very good.
But you know, the problem with that one was, we've discussed this before. You can't have Khan and not know what he's done.
Big problems all over.
Big
that
movie. Problem with that movie all the way around.
A British guy.
Plus, he's British. This is a Cumberbatch coming over and stealing Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't like him.
Ricardo Montalban.
See, well, Montalban is great. You can't have Khan without Montalban.
That's true.
If the glove fits, you must.
You can't spell Khan without Montalban.
That's Montalban spelled B.
That was another Julia Louis-Dreyfus sketch I never saw.
Montalban didn't do nothing. Simon Pegg is great as Scotty.
Yeah. And he was more involved with the development of this. And I even think he co-wrote some of the screenplays.
Yeah.
All of it.
I think he wrote it.
I think he wrote the whole thing, right?
You should have Simon Pegg. You should bring in Nick. What's Nick? His
Nick Frost.
Frost and Edgar Wright.
Cornetto guys. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
With Edgar Winter playing the soundtrack.
With Edgar Winter.
Live long and prosper.
I am big time on board for that.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
No, this could be another good or terrible.
Great prediction. This is going to be good or terrible.
Something. I've had definitive choices.
All right, what's your choice? Do you like it or not?
This one, I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say it's going to be good.
I think
with Simon Pegg writing it, because he obviously
a
smart guy. He obviously cares about the franchise because he's been in it. And then Justin Lin, if you take him at his word, he loves Star Trek too, and he made the Fast and Furious movies are just bonkers as far as the action goes. I'm into that.
My only thing is that I think Star Trek has always been kind of the redheaded stepchild to Star Wars, and now that Star Wars fever is kicked up again, and it's all Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Trek might suffer a bit because people aren't going to be as into it.
But also, that was kind of the beef among Star Trek fans with J.J.'s Star Trek, in that he was making it more like Star Wars than Star Trek ever was. So Star Trek itself has never been all that action heavy. Like, it's been more about the ideas than anything else.
But
now you got Justin Lin. So
dirt bike racing.
Yeah. So it's like, I think the conversation around this movie is going to be like, well, it's not my Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. But you got kind of a nerdy writer and an action director.
Yeah.
So that might be a good.
And that's that's a fair argument for people that loves certain types of Star Trek, like the original type of Star Trek, like boldly going where no man's gone before kind of thing.
They're finally making a Star Trek for me.
Yeah, exactly, which means that I'm probably going to dig it, but Star Trek fans are probably going to be pissed off. They're already pissed off.
More Monster Jam into my Star Trek, that would be great.
If I could get Gravedigger in the Star Trek movie.
Guys, the Enterprise is a bitch. We got to get Gravedigger.
Great casting, too. Zachary Quinto is a great Spock.
Yeah, the
cast is great.
As much as we've said that Jeff Goldblum is not hot, which he's not, Chris Pine, hot.
So you would do Chris Pine?
Well, I wouldn't do any man on the planet, but I would go hang out with him.
Would you get the party started? Would you put on the taint?
Right.
Would you press on taint with Chris Pine?
I would press taints with Chris Pine. In that situation. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a porno where two guys are banging the same girl. If you touch dicks, does that make you,
It does.
It does?
Well, yeah.
Then I will touch taints with Chris Pine.
I didn't let you finish that sentence, so I'm not sure what you were getting at, but it does.
All right, so we're going to press taints with Pine, and we go on to the final movie in this amazing 2017 summer movie preview.
Finally, we get to talk about Dick.
16.
Is it 2017 or 16?
16. Okay, yeah, it's this year. Okay.
Did you just ask what year is it currently?
He said 2017.
I screwed up, man. Give me a break.
No, I didn't, but then I thought...
Trying to corral you three guys? It's like trying to corral
Lenny. You know,
no, it's not a mistake. I didn't think you made a mistake.
Turning into a five-minute thing.
I didn't think you made a mistake. I actually thought it was like, oh, man, it's 2017. We're in the future. Wait a minute. To be fair,
he spent this whole time thinking that sports clips is still a thing. So there's no idea what time it is.
Guys, show real movies.
Guys, we're getting money from somewhere.
August 5th.
Stamps.com. The movie script.
Starring Judd... Reinhold.
Judd Reinhold. Not Judge Reinhold. No, but Judd Reinhold.
Judge's son, Judd. Who's not as weird as the Will Smith kids. Right.
Judd.
He's
his bastards. All right, Suicide Squad, August 5th. like, okay, we got a big problem with this in my insider Hollywood sources.
Oh, God damn it, Freddie Prinze Jr.
It wasn't Freddie. It was my other friend in Hollywood told me that they're doing a bunch of reshoots on this movie. For like they're doing 21 days of reshoots,
which is
on
a movie.
Suicide Squad.
But that's pretty standard.
Not 21 days.
Yeah, that's
not 21.
21 days.
But like, there's been a bunch that they've shot right up until the very last moment.
That's the entire length of a WWE film. 20
Marvel,
days. Yeah. Film.
Marvel builds in reshoots to their schedules. No matter what.
So, but,
like before they even.
Is the reshoots happening because of the Batman versus Superman?
That was the knee jerk reaction, like a lot of people, because it's the humor thing. Mm-hmm. Like people, Deadpool did so well, and Batman versus Superman.
Guardians had
so
a lot of jokes.
Yeah, and then everybody's so mad at Batman versus Superman, and then so everybody automatically assumes that the reshoots are to go make movies. To go make the movie funnier.
Mm.
And they're like shooting the same scenes, but they're tweaking the scenes so that they're a little funnier.
Okay.
Like that was a rumor. But then also David Ayer was like, no, it's not about the humor. We're actually going and shooting more action.
See, I don't believe him. I think they're covering up. I think...
I absolutely disagree, and that's why I'm going to cut you off. Because David Ayer...
Well played. Press on your show so hard.
Well, then the party's going to get started. but like David Ayer is...
he's good.
He said that it's not going to be good. Or he had a good run going on here, Monday. Damn it!
Well,
said, I'm going to stop you right now because
Nick, you're full of shit.
You said that they were going to film for more comedy. He said more action. Then you said
I've heard that all the comedy and like fun whimsy was in the trailer, and that's it.
And then you said
that's all I want. Honestly, because David Ayer is like a hell of a director. If he had directed Batman versus Superman, that movie would have been so much better.
Well, I agree with that.
End of Watch, brutal, man.
Yeah.
Great movie, great like real partnerships between like people. If he can bring any of that to this like superhero B-list, this will be a great film.
Yeah, but 21 days is a lot of time. Like, but a week and a half. Yeah, sure.
The other thing though, like if it's some sort of knee-jerk reaction to Batman versus Superman, the thing about doing all these reshoots, it's like the Warner Brothers' ability to get to take the wrong lesson from Batman versus Superman, is totally possible. Like I feel like if David Ayer had made a good movie and it was just but it was serious and they're like, oh, it's got to be funny. People were mad Batman versus Superman wasn't funny. Go make it funny. But it was a good, serious movie already. Like, just let it be a good movie.
See,
the lesson for Batman versus Superman is it was a bad, like, there was no story. The story didn't make any sense.
See, but that's the copycat style of entertainment to where they might go film 3 weeks of jokes and drop it into the other, you know, hour and a half of movie that has no jokes or whatever the issue is. It's going to seem very out of context.
Right.
You know,
but it could have also not even been a reaction to Batman v Superman, just the trailer. Everyone liked the fun. The
trailer was great.
It could have also been a shitty movie, and they needed to go through
that
2-3 weeks worth of reshoots. You know, there's really no way to tell.
You know, or maybe they heard our Batman versus Superman podcast, and they want to look more into the fact if Joker has a dick.
That's another thing that I'm happy to take credit for.
Yes,
they're spending tens of millions of dollars in 3 weeks worth of shooting.
Some guys slowly CGI-ing Jared Leto's dick.
Yeah.
No, Joker's dick. Jared Leto has a dick. Joker does not have a dick.
We'll see.
Well, we don't know.
Apparently, because there's news that Jared Leto, to get in character as Joker, sent his
cut off his dick.
Close. He sent his cast members anal beads
and used condoms. And a dead pig.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's a fucking weirdo. And he was
used condoms with his own.
Wasn't in the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
They didn't follow up. Excuse me.
But the rest of the he did it. He says that he did it so that it would create like the team versus the Joker kind of mentality. So he was like doing weird Joker shit to the rest of the cast in real life.
He could have just talked about his band. That would have alienated the cast members, too.
Probably.
What do you guys think about that, about the real crazy method actors that do that sort of stuff, like Jim Carrey on the set of Man in the Moon, who refused to talk to anybody, or, you know, you stay in character the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, whatever gets you there.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Man in the Moon was obviously a great film, but there's also dozens of films where people tried that.
I'm just wondering, turning
terrible.
Your cast members against you, it could be cool.
I think
6 months of a really hard shoot because nobody likes you.
I mean, if it gets you there and if it shows up on screen, great.
Yeah.
If not, you're just being a dick. Like, it's a gambit. You know,
gambit, yeah.
He's the only part I'm not excited about. For that
I love
movie.
His look. You don't like it?
No, he looks like a juggalo.
You know, a great example of that is not Band of Brothers, the war movie,
The Pacific.
No,
Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, that's absolutely no help.
Platoon, Uncommon Valor, starring Gene Hackman,
like Matt Damon, and all of
Saving Private, Private Ryan. Ryan.
Thank you.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Saving Private Ryan, when like porno, they didn't put Matt Damon or whoever through the boot camp, so that everybody else would be kind of angry at him, and that would come through on screen.
Yeah. Oh,
that makes sense.
Really?
But then like
that's what they did. So you mean talk about when the actors were training for the role?
They Damon all had to go through like a fucking grueling boot camp. Oh.
Truly, as we know, there's a fine line between boot camp and anal beads.
Well, you killed it.
Oh, I thought that pause he was going to put in like a
nope.
No, we all waited. We wanted money to fry on that.
I was waiting for you to get somewhere.
Now let's say this though: so Will Smith, as we save the podcast from the grips of Monday's mediocrity, that should be the name of the podcast: Monday's Mediocrity. So Will Smith is in this movie, which really surprised me. Mm-hmm. Because it just does. It's like a lot of really cool characters, and Will Smith, who's playing Boomerang.
Deadshot.
I knew there was a weapon in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So the idea of Suicide Squad is a bunch of villains get together to...
Yeah, it's a team of just really bad guys that are assembled to stop even worse things.
They're totally disposable.
I mean, literally, that is a line from the trailer, I believe.
And they killed it.
That's all it is. So they're bad guys.
It was great. It looked great. Yeah. I was excited about it. So should I still be excited, even though there's all these?
I think so. I really do trust David Ayer. Like I think he makes good movies. Like he's got a few bad movies on his IMDb. But you know who doesn't?
Right.
Yeah. The guy who played Bernie. He was in the Carol.
Play Bernie?
He was in the Carol Burnett show. He was in
okay.
Oh, I thought he was in Carolwood.
Okay.
we don't know if
he
you know
was in a caribou.
I think he's just billed as the guy from Weekend at Bernie's.
If you know who the guy from the star of Weekend at Bernie's, Bernie himself, please tell us at Talk Is Jericho.
Billed as the guy from he was Bernie.
Yeah.
He's billed as Bernie.
Bernie Lomas. No Googling. Put the phone down. All right.
He was also in Mannequin 2.
Okay, he was in what?
Mannequin 2.
He was also in Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Yes.
But he was just a little bit more decayed at that point. All right, so the summer movie preview. We've learned a lot. Some great movies coming up here. I'm most excited.
Learned a lot about shows.
I'm most excited about Ghostbusters, and my favorite term of the day is Jesus zipper.
Jesus zipper.
I like Jesus zipper though.
It's not going to get unzipped.
Zipper implies that you can unzip it, which
is gross.
All right, Mundy, movie you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to The Nice Guys the most, and I want to get the party started.
Okay, good. Truly?
Look, Nice Guys, definitely. But if I got to go superhero movie, I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad.
And favorite term of the day so far?
New one? Because I already knew about Jesus scene.
Okay, there's a new one? Or
I don't know.
Oh, you weren't paying attention?
No,
I didn't like any.
I get shit, but then he shoots the bit on that one.
Truly's the sardonic one here. He's the one that's just sitting back. Can't believe he's actually connected with all of us. He's like, I still have a career I'm trying to save here.
That's why I'm not attacking Will Smith's kid. Even when they dress like Batman.
That was your favorite.
White Batman. He dressed like white Batman.
Wow. Okay.
I would have worn I'm an unapologetic Marvel fanboy. It's Civil War. I've been excited about Civil War for a long time
now.
It's going to be real good, I think.
Okay.
Lee Presson showed is just a funny. It's just a funny turn of phrase.
You just
so want
to get it a little more decorated.
Yeah.
When you decorate your chode for your special guest.
Exactly. Like it's like a black tie affair. You want to feel like you're dressed up from, you know, from top to bottom. Check out Lee Presson chode.
You got your hair done at Sports Clips and you're going out with your gal or guy and you want to fancy up your chode.
Right.
You want to look good from your head to your chode.
Exactly. I feel like
hey guys, if you want to fancy up your
this
show,
this is gonna segue check. Really. I hope MeUndies is doing the show this week because it's gonna be. I feel like Lee Presson chode is in direct competition with MeUndies because there's the you know it's like hey man you take a girl oh maybe you know she's gonna see a chode Lee Presson chode
look guys it's Chris Jericho and Clint's right you don't want your run of the mill store bought. You know, rough and tumbled.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Sam's Choice chode press on? No.
What I do, what my friends do, what the real cool cats do is Lee press on chode.
Mm-hmm. And you killed it. This is the kickoff weekend for big summer blockbuster movies. Captain America: Civil War opens Friday. And you heard Clint from Team Tiger Awesome. If you're a Marvel fan, this is the movie for you. Weekend at Bernie's, still my favorite out of all of them. It's the one I know the most about. I'm really excited for Ghostbusters. He didn't do nothing. The black one didn't do nothing. Thanks again to Team Tiger Awesome. Great group of guys. Clint Gage, Nick Mundy, Michael Trulli. Always lots of laughs and stupidity when we do these podcasts. And you know what you're going to get. And also, there's a little talk about something, another project for the four of us. Not going to divulge what it is, but keep your fingers crossed, man. Hopefully we can do it. So thank you for listening. Thanks to Team Tiger Awesome. And thanks for being here. You know, if you liked all of our podcasting ridiculosity, hit me up on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho and let me know what movies you're looking forward to seeing this summer, all right? And tag at TT Awesome. Okay, thank you to all the Talk is Jericho fans like you for supporting all the amazing sponsors of this podcast, including the one that's been here from the start, Amazon. Please use the Talk is Jericho Amazon links whenever you do any online shopping. Easiest way to support this show. Remember, all my Amazon links at podcastone.com. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got links for the USA, UK, Canada, A. Every time you use the Talk is Jericho Amazon links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage of this show to help us cover production costs, okay? You can buy just about anything you can think of Amazon. And whatever you buy, I want you to post a picture of it on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. Become a Chris Jericho, Talk is Jericho Amazon warrior. Help me out. Post your picture. I will retweet it and follow you. That's a pretty good deal. So go to podcastone.com. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. And don't forget to send those pics. And you'll find all my great sponsors at podcastone.com through the Killer Deals button. You get easy access to ddpyoga.com/Jericho and, of course, that DDP Yoga Now app. Buy the workout at ddpyoga.com/Jericho and get 3 free months of the DDP Yoga Now app. You really want to give this a try. Get off the fence, man. Come on, fatty. Get off the fence. Make it happen. Go to Bouqs.com, Bouqs.com. Use my promo code Jericho and get 20% off the bouquet of your choice for mom. Do it for mom. Come on, man. Do it for your mama. What's that from? Do it for your mama. I'll make you some peanut butter sandwiches and some melons and take a swim today. What's that from? You guys know it. Come on. And also Geico and Guitar Center, all great companies with great products. Play a little guitar. Wah, 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 wah. Who's excited for AC/DC and Axl Rose? I know I am. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button at iTunes if you haven't already. That way you won't miss any of the crazy conversations and stories with the guests on this show, like the Team Tiger Awesome Boys. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment or two. I really read the comments, and your ratings and reviews are what's going to get this podcast to number one on the iTunes charts. So important. So help out Talk is Jericho. Help get it to number one. Tell all your friends about us and subscribe on iTunes. All right. Thank you for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming next. And remember, this Friday, I got Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian are here. And boy, what a long, crazy career they've had. Great guys. Ring General and Kazarian are going to be here on Friday talking about Ring of Honor. Man, some great stuff happened with those guys. So we'll see you on Friday. Peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.